Chevron, this past week, we've got to learn a little bit of Parshas Balak to prepare for Shabbos, not just to prepare for Ben HaMetzarim like we did. This past week, a Yid in Shul came over to me and shared, he said, I know you'll appreciate this grub. I have to share this grub with you. And in Mamish is such an incredible Torah. This is one, again, often we say this over here, but this is one of those Torahs that the Torah itself is just life-altering. We don't even have to bring out any message. We'll try to bring out a message, but to see the beauty in Torah, the Kedusha of Torah. So the Gros says as follows. Pazik says in Perachav Bey, Pazik Yudches, when Balak is trying to get Bilam to curse us, Vayan Bilam Vayomer al Avde Balak. And Bilam said to Balak, to Balak's servants, Im yitin li Balak maluk beso kesev azov. Even if Balak would give me a house full of gold and silver, lo uchal avar al pi Hashem Elokai, I would not be able to pass over and go against the word of God. I have no control of God. Lasos kitana o gedola. To do something small or big. So the Hillel Vilna Gaon asks, and every letter, every word in Torah is so precious. What do you mean, La'avor al pi Hashem, la'asos ketano gdola? Vada, if you can't do something small against Hashem, vada, you can't do something big against Hashem. So you should have just said, even if you gave me a house of gold and silver, la'uch la'avor al pi Hashem, la'asos ketano. What do you mean, oh gdola? Obviously, if you can't katana, I can't do gedola. So listen to what he says. He says as follows. He says that how is Bilam trying to bring Klalos on Klal Yisrael? There's one way to be mashviyah on this world. And again, this is deep Kabbalah, but we understand this somewhat. We've spoken about this in the past. And that's through using Shemos of Hashem. Right? The names of Hashem represent different midos in this world. And you have a name of Havaya that's Rachamim. And you have a name of Elokim that's Din. And basically, Bilam had some level of understanding of how to utilize, he thought, or was going to try, to use Shemos of Hashem to bring judgment upon us. So for example, he was going to use shame, Elokim. Elokim is judgment. Or he was going to use shame, Ka. Ka is also shame din. Because it's not the full shame havaya, just Ka. Yud hey. But listen to what the Vilna Gaon says. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hey. And it says that what Hashem did to Bilam to control his mouth, he used a bridle and a hook. Basically, by an animal, when you want to lead the animal, so there's two different methods. Either there's a bridle, which basically closes off the mouth completely and leads through there, or there's a hook that pulls out the tongue and leads the animal that way. And that's what was used. That was what was used by Bilam as well. So Vilna Gaon says, what does that mean? What's the difference between these two things? When you're closing the mouth, the bridle closes the mouth completely. It cuts your speech short. The hook pulls out the tongue to lengthen your speech in a certain sense. So Vilna Gaon says, pshat. You know what Bilam was saying? Anytime he tried to use ka, anytime he tried to use yud-hei, you know what Hashem did? He pulled out the hook and he lengthened the tongue and made it yud-kei-vav-kei. And turned it into Rachamim. And any time Bilam tried to say Elokim, to use din through Elokim, you know what Hashem did? He closed off the mouth, the resik, and he put on the bridle and he said, no, you're not getting that far, I'm closing off your mouth. And he stopped it at Kel. And Kel, we know that Shem Hashem, Kel Rachim V'chan, and it's also Shem of Rachimim. So he took, every time he tried Elokim, he turned it into Kel. Every time he tried Ka, he turned it into Avaya. And that's the Vilna Gaon says, Lo uch lavra pi Hashem l'kai, lasos ketana O Gedola, I can't go against him either through Katana, through trying Yud K, because every time I try small, it ends up Yud K Vav K. O Gedola, or try Big Elokim, it ends up Kel. And this is now we could understand, by the way, as well. So what? Just to be moisif to this, the following. Bilam later says, Ma Ekov, Lo Kabo Kel, Uma Ezom, Lo Zom Havaya. Ma Ekov, how could I curse them? Lo Kovo, I can't curse them Kel, with the shame Kel. And every time I try to say Elokim, it's Kel. Lo Kovo Kel. Uma Ezom, how can I bring out anger on us? Lo Zom, I can't bring out anger through Yudke Vavke. I could do it through Ka, but he's not letting me. He's lengthening it as well. Zok the Hale Gevil Nagon. First one, Gvalt. To see this in the words of Torah and bring and explain the Gemara in Sanhedrin and what's Pshat in the Psukim and see what Bilam was trying to do and what Hashem did to him. Namish Torah Hashem to me, Mashiach Nafesh. That alone. You know what it means to you and I? Der Chavoida. It means that each and every one of us needs to recognize. Each and every one of us needs to recognize we're in control of nothing. That's what Bilam is really saying. Everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring din, there's going to be din. Whether we understand it or not, and that's what's best for this world, and he understands it. And he decided that today there was going to be din in the world, in Miami, that we can't comprehend. There's nothing we... That's it, that's Eibishter. But that same Eibishter is going to bring Rachamim. That same Eibishter is in control. He's going to bring Rachamim. And he's going to do it for us. And we have to believe in that and believe that Eibishter is running the world and Eibishter is bringing the world what it needs. We have to believe in that every single moment. B'chlal b'prat. Kol ma'ad da'avid rachman al-latav avid. It's not l'rachamim al-adin. It's not kol ma'ad da'avid rachman al-rachamim avid. It's not kol ma'ad da'avid rachman al-adin avid. It's koma of rachman tav of it. It's for good, and sometimes din is for good, and sometimes rachman is for good. Until the day where it's all rachman, bez Hashem is baruch. But for the time being, we have to be mekabel and know that Hashem runs the welt and have such strong emuna every moment of our lives. And with that emuna, we'll be zayich v'yomahu yashem echad u'shmo echad. Hashem echad u'biyavaya will be all echad. It will be all rachman. Be all rachamim, v'zoicher gula and simcha and bracha, the gula shleima with bias mashiach b'mehira v'yameinu. Hail the Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh.